Trocadero had fortifications on some of its sides, like guard towers, but there was no series of walls like in other Indus cities of small size. It could indicate that the city was not too threatened by warfare, or that it was well defended by a large army. Even the possibility that it was a capital sounds like a reasonable assumption, but it is not proven. Apart from the structure of the city itself, many artifacts found on the site provide a bit of information about it and the society that lived there. They include figurines made of clay, tools of copper, and seals, balance scales and weights. This gives an indication that there was probably some kind of standardization of scales and measures. Also jewelry, sometimes precious jewelry made of gold and jasper. There were children's toys too. Several furnaces indicate that metalwork was practiced, and more generally there was a lot of crafting activity. There seemed to be an entire section of the city only dedicated to shell working, and Mohenjo-Daro is far from the sea, so these shells would have been imported. The inhabitants had a script, which has been found on seals and copper tablets. It remains undeciphered to this day. An idol of what seems to be a mother goddess was also found on the site. This was a belief common in many Near East cultures, and we know that there were contacts between the Indus Valley and Mesopotamia at the time when Mohenjo-Daro was populated. Another remarkable artifact is a sculpture that has been called the Priest King, even though there is no evidence that kings or priests ever ruled the city. But it could have represented a figure of authority. It has a well-trimmed beard and ornamented clothes.